On our WRCO Morning Show, joining us are Stephanie Cox from Hill Point Hideaway Bar and Grill and Bob Brenneman, who is the VFW commander there in Hill Point as well. Some special things going on. Well, first of all, your smelt fee, that's pretty known pretty much far and wide, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, very wide.
Any idea how many years you've been doing that?
Approximately 60.
My goodness. So you've got the recipe pretty well down pat.
Pretty much. We got the whole recipe down, yep.
Tell me how it works on May 4th and the time and everything, Bob.
May 4th, it starts at 4:30. The smelt feed starts. That's in with the fire department. They're the main sponsor of that event, which I also belong to. So. But other than that, it just there'll be of course smelt, scalloped potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and usually we have milk and coffee and that sort of stuff. And our first responders will have other beverages there for you if you want to partake in them. And then from there, we serve until about 7:30. And there's usually a kind of a waiting line. If you don't get here at 4:30, well, if you're here at 4:30, you will be in a waiting line already.
Hmm. Yeah, again, it's well known how good it is. How much of the staff does it require to put this on? About how many people?
Well, our whole fire department works on it together with some of their wives, and there's we have 28 members on the fire department.
Awesome. And where do you get the smelt from? You don't go out and catch that yourselves, do you?
No, we don't go out and catch it. We used to years ago, but we don't anymore. No, we ordered it from, I guess I'm going to say Reinhardt is where we ordered it from this year.
And so you don't need tickets in advance. Everything's sold at the door?
Yes, everything's sold at the door. We usually have a... You can even bring your card. You don't have to have cash. We have a guy that has a card reader or whatever you want to call him. You can eat in or you can carry out. It's whatever you want to do.
And Hill Point Hideaway will be open for you can bring your smelt in over here and eat also.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you can get it to go and head over there then. That'll work. So, yeah. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things going on, a real effort to really decorate Hill Point these days. What can you tell us about it?
A local gentleman, Chuck Leonard, and his name needs to be very well thought of because he is the one behind this masterpiece. He came up to me and told me he wants flags hanging through Hill Point. He wants people to know who we are and what we believe in and how we support our country and our military forces. And we started talking about it. And the next thing I knew it, I was ordering 12 flags. And now we have 36 flags ordered. And they're starting to get hung up right now. And Smelt Feed will be the start of celebrating for our flags.
Well, that is tremendous. So can you tell me where they're going to be flying at, over the street lights and through the town, or how does that work?
They'll be off of 154 from Sugar Maple to Hill Point East Road, and they will be down the side roads going down to the Rod and Gun Club and also on Hill Point Road.
The flags will be representing what? You're going to have the state and national flags?
Yes, they're starting to come up right now, and it's really making our community look great.
Four military flags, the six military flags will be flying too. You know, the Air Force, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Aerospace. And the local fire department has, and the EMS has sponsored two flags, so they're going to be flying those too, so... And, of course, the VFW will be flying their flag, too.
So lots of flags will be flying through Hill Point from May to the middle of September.
Well, that is awesome. Bob, this has got to be a proud moment for you. You must have a lot of folks in that area that have served our country, don't you?
Yes, we've had a lot of people that have served the country in a lot of different wars. I myself am Vietnam, and there is some Korean gentlemen around yet. And we've had guys from the Gulf Wars to Kuwait, Iraq, all kinds of different service members.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other events coming up there at Hill Point VFW that you'd like to talk about for this upcoming year, Bob?
Well, the only thing that we actually have scheduled is on Memorial Saturday of Memorial Weekend, we're having a brat feed at the local gas station in Loganville. But other than that, we don't have anything scheduled until October. We try to take the summer off and let everybody enjoy the summer.
And then you'll be doing some things, I'm guessing, on Memorial Day and Veterans Day as well, won't you?
Yes. Memorial Day, well, before Memorial Day, we have six cemeteries that we have to put flags on. We'll be going out doing that here the week before Memorial Day. And then there's October, we'll start probably with our soup suppers again. We usually have a soup supper once a month from October until through March. And also at the first Sunday in December, we always have the VFW and the fire department sponsor Santa, Breakfast with Santa.
Awesome. That's great. So you get involved in a lot of things in the community, and I know the community supports you as well. Did you have to find sponsors to help with these flags?
Yes, we did. It was really word of mouth and pretty much local. We do have a few outside of the community here that have helped. Word of mouth has been great. I pitched it to the VFW to help do this. And they have been amazing. It's just been a great campaign, and everybody's talking about it, and it looks amazing.
Stephanie, if people are interested, or maybe they're interested in showing support, who should they get a hold of?
They can contact me at Hill Point Hideaway. They can send a check to our VFW Post 3434 in Hill Point. Do we have an address for them?
I don't remember.
Right now. But can always be dropped off at Hill Point Hideaway. I've been taking care of a lot of this and been very happy to be taking care of this with the help of the VFW. So.
And I'm guessing the night of the smelt feed, too, if somebody wanted to contribute, they could certainly do that, too, couldn't they?
Yes. We will have a couple donation buckets out for that.
So the goal is, Stephanie and Bob, that it's going to be fully decorated there for the May 4th smelt feed night?
Yes.
Well, I hope people will come out and see that. Anything else that either of you would like to add?
I don't think so. We just would like to thank our sponsors for this great privilege of hanging our flags.
It's going to be beautiful. Hopefully people will take a drive if they can't be there for the smelt feed, but just happen through and take a look at it. It'll kind of be a good photo opportunity, I think, as well. Stephanie Cox, Hill Point Hideaway Bar and Grill, and Bob Brenneman, who is the VFW commander in Hill Point, joining us on today's morning show.